animated girls play soccer.
There's love in the sky, yeah.
A title appears over a hot air balloon. Barbie and Stacy to the rescue.
We go, yeah. We're making our mark.
Executive producers Christopher Keenan and Frederick Sully. In silhouette, Barbie, Stacy, and four puppies ride skateboards. Stacy climbs monkey bars, then slides down a slide. Written by Kay Don Meyer. Stacy hits a baseball out of a park. Directed by Conrad Helton. In the Dreamhouse backyard.
It's a beautiful day here in Malibu for the Sports Obstacle Finals. Our next contestant, young newcomer, Stacy Roberts! Thank you, thank you. And the crowd goes wild!
Yeah, Stacy!
None of the pros have completed today's course. Can she do it?
Stacy jogs in place, then readies her skateboard.
You bet I can. Roberts hits the half pipe with an impressive frontside 180. Now back up the other side for what? A flawless no-stall revert!
Stacy rolls up the half pipe and into the air, then rolls down.
But how is she going to exit? Maybe with her signature 360!
She spins and sticks the landing.
And next, the balance beam! Stacy doesn't miss a step.
A shark fin passes the beam.
Which is good, because the grass is lava! Lava that's full of adorable, cuddly, sweet... I mean, ferocious... lava sharks!
Three puppies wearing shark fins dash after Stacy as she balances on a beam, then leaps onto a slide. The puppies race up the slide, but two fall as Stacy crawls through a tunnel. She dives through a hoop, then rolls onto the grass.
Across the lawn, which is not lava in this part, and over to the soccer obstacle,
where there's a surprise defender.
You're on.
Barbie guards the goal. A puppy rolls a soccer ball to Stacy.
Thanks, Ricky. Oh, Stacy fakes right. Fakes left. Boat trick shot over the shoulder. Goal! With an assist from Super Sidekick Rookie.
Nice work, Rookie.
And Stacy with the win.
Barbie and Stacy double high five.
Yeah.
Stacy is unstoppable as she heads for the final obstacle, the dreaded monkey bars.
Barbie picks up Rookie and waves his paw.
You got this!
12 rungs are all that stand between Stacy Roberts and obstacle course glory. But she's never made it past number 8. Hey, announcer, don't tell me what I can't do.
Right. Maybe this time she will.
Stacy grabs the first rung.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Stacy.
7, 8. Oh, 9. Yes.
You got this. You got it.
Come on. 10.
So close. Oh, you got this. So close.
Her hand slips off the rung. Barbie rushes over to catch her, and they both fall.
Victory was in her grasp. But she couldn't hold on.
The three puppies with shark fins run over to Barbie and Stacy.
Save yourself, Barbie! The lava sharks have me now!
Oh, puppy slapper. Still a personal best. You are amazing. No, I really mean it.
You're amazing. You're good in many things. That's a fact, like skateboarding, dodging lava shark attacks. You have the greatest sense of adventure. You're also the hippest, unique, cool dress.
The sisters dance together.
A
Wisconsin Hot Air Balloon Festival. Do you want to go?
That depends. Will you be my co-pilot?
Really? Me?
Of course, really you. You're a natural.
Yes! Score! Team Sisters, go! Come on, puppies.
Woohoo!
The sisters race past Margaret, spinning her around.
Oh, my God. Woo. Did you get that, Adele? We are in.
Barbie holds a full duffel bag.
I've got maps, a compass, a rope, extra rope.
I've got my DSLR, telephoto lenses, wide-angle lenses, camera drone. Oh, my camera flash! Got it.
Hey, Mom, should I bring my hockey gear?
Honey, it's the middle of summer.
Right.
Barbie, did you borrow my mini cam? The mini one?
No, I thought Stacy had it. Huh? Maybe. Let me check. Put this in the camper for me?
Sure.
Stacy's bag hits Barbie, knocking her over. George wobbles, then falls.
I'll pack it.
Margaret facepalms. In her room, Stacy digs through her suitcase.
I folded all that for you. Have you seen Dad's mini cam? I might have borrowed it. By accident.
A camera sits on a bookshelf.
You mean this mini one? Yes, thank you.
Stacy sets the camera down next to her suitcase, then repacks. She holds down the lid, trying to close it.
It's not gonna fit like that.
It's the same stuff. If it fit before, it'll fit again.
Girls, I thought you were packed.
Well, we were.
Oh, I found the mini cam Dad was looking for. Skipper had it.
I didn't think I did.
Just bring it to your father and take your bags down to the car.
As soon as I finish... this!
The bag shuts.
Robert's family departure in T-minus 10 minutes, everyone!
Stacy's suitcase rattles, then bursts open. She flies across the room.
I'll take care of your suitcase. Go, go, go!
On it!
Stacy grabs the mini camera and stashes it in her back pocket. She tosses her basketball through a hoop as she leaves. Outside, George packs the camper.
Just a few more bags.
More?
Lighter than air aviation is a big activity, Dad. It requires big packing. Just be glad Aunt Adele has the balloon.
George shoves Barbie's duffel into the camper.
Come here, Rookie.
Rookie looks at Stacy with sad puppy dog eyes.
Oh, I'll miss you too. But puppies aren't allowed in hot air balloons, and you're going to have so much fun at Ken's.
Ready to go?
Yep.
She hugs Rookie.
Bye, Rookie. Be good for Ken.
Rookie lies down.
Stacy, do you want to sit in the back or the way back?
How is that even a question? Way back, all the way.
Rookie spots the camper's open trunk. Rookie perks up, then darts behind a yellow suitcase. Margaret grabs the suitcase and carries it over to the camper.
George, here's the last suitcase.
Margaret sets the suitcase down and walks off. Rookie runs up a ramp and hops onto the yellow suitcase before leaping into the trunk.
Finally, I thought this packing would never end. Whew, I'm gonna be sore tomorrow.
The trunk closes.
All right, Team Roberts, let's go!
Woo-hoo! Wisconsin, here we come!
Yay!
Rookie peers through the back window. Later, the Roberts drive along a highway.
The wheels on the camper go round and round, round and round.
Hey, are we there yet?
We're barely out of California, Skipper.
Huh. Okay, how about now?
Don't worry. I know lots of songs. Oh, I know. The sister in the camper goes, Rock, paper, scissors? Aww.
Rookie pops his head up.
Oh, I know. How about I spy with my little eye...
Oh, boy.
...something that
starts with R.
The road.
Regret.
Car radio.
Nope. No. And no.
It's Rookie!
The camper screeches to a halt.
Rookie?
Didn't want to get left behind, did you, buddy? Can he stay? Please?
Well, we come too far to turn around. He'll have to.
Hooray! You're gonna love Wisconsin!
You'll have to keep an eye on him, though. It's a big responsibility.
Oh, I'm not a little kid, Mom. No offense.
None taken.
They start driving again. The family drives past cacti and mesas as the sun sets in the desert. They pass pine trees in a forest at night. Barbie and Stacy sleep in the way back, while Margaret takes a turn driving. Chelsea doodles as Skipper dozes off. At dawn, George takes a turn driving. Chelsea watches Skipper as she draws. Skipper gazes out the window with an uncomfortable expression, then throws up. The family pulls into the parking lot of a retro diner. They enter and the sun moves across the sky as time passes. The family walks out. They drive up to a pink farmhouse surrounded by trees. Aunt Adele, a blonde woman with her hair in a bun, walks onto her porch.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody. So good to see you.
Hi, Aunt Adele.
I made you a picture, Auntie. We drove forever, but I kept everyone happy singing travel songs. And Skipper only got carsick once.
Skipper's face turns green. She vomits behind the camper.
What a lovely drawing. Thank you.
Rookie runs toward Adele.
Oh, I didn't know you were bringing the puppies.
Just this one. We had a stowaway.
Rookie won't be a bother. Promise.
No bother, but...
Two puppies burst outside, a husky and a poodle. Stacy picks up Rookie as the puppies jump excitedly.
Sorry. Sylvie and Abby get excited to meet new friends. Down, girls.
Hello, Sylvie. Hello, Abby. We're excited to meet you, too. Can you sit? Aw, good girls. You ready to say hello now?
She sets Rookie down. Rookie steps back nervously. Sylvie and Abby sniff Rookie, then give him a lick. Rookie smiles and the dogs run off together.
I am impressed.
Stacy's great with animals.
Aw, animals are great with me.
Come on in and get settled, everyone. The other balloonists will be here in the morning.
I wrote an app while we were driving to help you get everyone checked in.
Skipper scrolls through her tablet.
You do have Wi-Fi, right?
No, it's overrated.
You're kidding. Tell me you're kidding. Oh, no. There has got to be a signal.
Skipper runs around with her tablet. In the morning, Stacy plays with the puppies outside.
Puppies.
They approach a wooden wheel.
You first, Rookie. Hop, hop.
Rookie hops across the wheel.
Good job. Your turn, Sylvie.
Sylvie trots across the wheel.
Nice. Abby?
Abby jumps onto the wheel and starts spinning uncontrollably. Rookie and Sylvie rush to her rescue. But the three puppies spin on the wheel and fling into the air. Stacy catches them.
Good girl. Next up, the ring jump.
Rookie and Sylvie jump through the ring with ease. Abby leaps, but gets stuck on the ring. Stacy helps her down. A turquoise van pulls up to Adele and Skipper, who stand on the lawn.
Darius! Right on time, as always.
You know what I always say. 15 minutes early is on time.
And on time is late.
Ah.
Darius Fink, Check. No, hang on. Lost my signal.
Well, my pen still works. And your co-pilot?
My son, Marcus.
A teen.
Yo.
Right, you're all checked in.
Just a second. I almost have it.
A truck pulls a trailer that has an image of a cat-shaped balloon on it.
Xavier! Oh, and you brought your Uncle Xavier. Good to see you.
Stacy runs with the puppies.
Good job!
You.
You can park over there.
Cool! Maybe when I'm old enough, I can have a balloon shaped like a dog. What do you think, guys? Are any kids coming? Oh, cheer up, Chels. I'm sure there'll be someone your age.
A tiny purple car pulls up with a rainbow trailer.
Tallulah and Hazel.
Hello. Hello!
They pose.
They're my age, with a zero on the end. I wonder how Aunt Adele can tell who's who.
Oh, she dresses better.
She dresses better.
But who's the pilot?
She is.
No, she is.
Oh, I'm gonna let you work that out yourselves.
All checked in.
Two women step out of an SUV.
Hello!
Hi!
Ellie! Veronica! Oh, you made it!
We wouldn't miss it. Come on, Berto.
A young boy gets out of the car. He stumbles, then adjusts his glasses. Chelsea races over to him.
No Wi-Fi!
Hi! My name's Chelsea. Do you want to be friends?
Okay. But do you like math?
Sure. I love math and science and reading and lots of stuff. But what I really love is art. What about you?
I'm not very good at art, but have you heard of the golden ratio?
No, but I have a goldenrod color pencil. Have you ever been to Wisconsin before?
Yeah.
We came all the way here from California. It was a long car ride. Sometimes I hear people say bus instead of camera.
Looks like Chelsea found a friend. Anyone your age here?
Nah, but the race will keep me busy.
The race?
Uh-huh. Meet my awesome co-pilot.
Oh, Stacy, all race participants have to be at least 13. It's a safety thing. You have to be old enough to handle yourself in case of emergency. I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
Stacy lifts her flight goggles. Later, she mopes at a picnic table.
Not old enough. I could handle myself in an emergency.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know you had to be at least 13 years old.
Who's going to be your co-pilot now?
Well, not Dad.
Yeah, his fear of heights might be a real problem.
A flashback.
Come here, Blissa. It's okay. I'll get you down.
Oh, wait, no, Blissa, Blissa, no!
George clings to a tree branch, then falls a few feet.
Oh, Blissa, are you okay?
There it is. I have a signal. What?
Being connected is important.
I think you found your co-pilot.
Wait, what?
It won't be the same without you.
Yeah, I know. Come on, Rookie. Let's go check out this balloon festival and see what else there is for us to do.
Skipper gets down from the tree.
Do you think she's okay?
No idea. Better question. Do I think I know anything about ballooning? Spoiler alert, the answer is no.
Barbie's face falls. Carnival rides spin at the festival. A sign with colorful images of a chicken and a cow hangs over the entrance. Stacy and Rookie spot a sign with a paintbrush and a palette.
Arts and crafts could be fun. I can make you a collar, like I did at camp.
Tallulah and Hazel set up quilts with hot air balloons on them.
Wow, these are great quilts.
She might dress better, but I'm the better quilter.
So, is there any place to do crafts?
Sorry, mi amor. There might be some activities for you at the Junior Ballooners.
The twins point in opposite directions. They point to a pink and purple tent decorated with cutouts of balloons.
Looks kinda young, but I guess we can check it out. Right, Rookie? Keep on quilting!
Bye. Good luck! I'm the better quilter.
Stacy and Rookie enter the tent. Inside, little kids run around with colorful balloons. At a table, Chelsea and Berto draw a picture of a hot air balloon.
Stacy! Stacy! Look what we made! Berto measured all the proportions so it's exactly to scale.
Chelsea chose colors that made the two-dimensional drawing look three-dimensional. I never knew art could be so mathematical.
And I never knew math could be so artistic. Come draw with us.
Stacy watches a baby coo at a floating balloon.
I don't know, Chelsea.
No! Rookie! Rookie! Come back! Gotta go! Sorry, Chelsea!
Children cheer as a boy floats in the air by holding multiple balloons. A balloon pops, and he goes flying through the tent. Outside, Stacy follows Rookie, who heads toward a racist start line.
No! Rookie! Rookie! Come back!
She picks him up.
Whoa! You gotta look both ways before crossing the...
A girl in a go-kart comes barreling down the track. Dust flies as she skids to a stop.
Street. Wow. Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, we're fine. Just squirmy.
Rookie, what's gotten into you?
Whoa! No!
Rookie leaps from Stacy's arms, causing her to fall over. The girl from the go-kart tries to catch her as Rookie finds a pug in the go-kart.
Oh, so that's who you were chasing.
The brunette girl grabs her pug from the cart and introduces him to Rookie.
This is Zeus. He's an older guy, but he shows a need for speed, don't you, little boy?
Aw, what a cute little guy. He and Rookie are going to get along great. I'm Stacy, by the way.
Hi, I'm Lagaya.
Did you come here for the balloon festival, too?
Sort of. I live next door to your aunt's inn.
That's cool. Hang on. How did you know she's my aunt?
I'm not nosy, but sometimes I hang around to see what's up at the inn since there are no other kids my age in the neighborhood.
None?
Nope. Plenty of teenagers and a lot of little kids. But in between, just me.
Sounds like me and my sisters.
Well, I wanted to race my go-kart this weekend, but I'm too young.
You too? I was supposed to be the co-pilot in my sister Barbie's hot air balloon.
Ugh, it's so frustrating. We're too big to be little, but too little to be big. Where does that leave us?
Stuck in between. That's where.
When you're too big to be little, but too little to be big, where do you end up in between? Too young to race.
Their dogs lick their faces, and the girls share a smile.
Hey, do you want to have a race? My go-kart versus your skateboard?
First one around the track wins?
You're on.
Stacy rushes to her skateboard and puts on her helmet. Lagaya readies her go-kart.
Go on, Rookie. You can be my cheering section.
Stacy pats the bleachers. Rookie trudges over and takes a seat. He longingly watches Lagaya pet Zeus, who sits in a basket on the go-kart. The girls stand at the starting line. Stacy pretends to talk into a microphone.
It's the matchup you've all been waiting for. Pedal power versus pavement pusher. Who will prevail?
Lagaya and Zeus look confused.
Oh, sorry. It's just a thing I do sometimes. You probably think
both racers are at the line, folks, waiting for the call. On your mark. Get set. Go!
Lagaya pedals at a rapid pace, and Stacy skates. Lagaya takes the lead.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, yeah! Lagaya Bugatti takes an early lead!
They approach a corner.
Boom. Boom, boom.
But Stacy Roberts comes up fast!
It's going to be a squeaker, folks!
Stacy hops her skateboard onto a railing and grinds down on it. She rides back onto the track, catching up to Lagaya.
But Stacy picks up extra points for style!
Can a race even have points for style?
This one does!
Okay, check this then.
Lagaya breaks and drifts around a corner.
So cool!
Stacy falls behind. Rookie hops onto the track.
How about this?
Stacy does a 360 in the air, then skates past Lagaya.
See you at the finish line!
Huh?
With a determined look, Lagaya zooms past Stacy.
Boom! Boom!
Whoa!
Boom! Boom! See you at the finish line!
What's the matter, Zeus?
Lagaya sees Rookie running on the track and pulls the handbrake.
Stacy! Look out!
Huh?
Rookie, stop!
Rookie freezes, and Stacy hops her skateboard over him. She drags her foot on the ground to stop at the finish line.
Good boy, Rookie. Oh, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yep.
Oh, no. No, they're back. It's the return of the Lava Sharks.
Zeus joins them.
Help, it's a swarm.
Zeus pulls Lagaya down. Adele walks up to the girls.
Stacy, Lagaya, you're both old enough to know better than to play in the middle of a racetrack.
But there's nothing for us to do.
We're too old for junior ballooners.
And too young for everything else.
If you two are so bored that you're rolling around in the dirt like a couple potatoes, I've got plenty of real potatoes you can peel back at the inn.
Huh?
Come on, chop chop, peel peel.
The girls trudge away. Outside the inn, Barbie and Skipper set up their balloon.
Here we go, ballooning for beginners. The main body of the balloon is called the envelope.
Why don't they just call it the balloon?
Good question. I don't know. Moving on, that part's the skirt, burners, and the basket, also known as the gondola.
Gondola? I think I'll just stick with basket.
Next up, we have...
They spot Stacy.
I knew she was more upset than she was letting on.
Ouch.
Oh, I feel awful.
Well, you did get her hopes up. Ugh, if I were her, I'd be devastated.
Thanks a lot, Skipper. Come on, let's get this packed up.
With four kids in the family, you and your sisters must do fun stuff all the time, huh?
Yeah, except when Barbie is hanging out with her friends, or Skipper is busy with babysitting or DJing, or Chelsea is, well, doing Chelsea stuff. What about your family?
Just my parents and me. Mostly I don't mind, but it can get lonely.
Barbie and Skipper lift the balloon.
Speaking of sisters, looks like mine could use some help.
Grab it!
How much does this thing weigh?
About 200 pounds.
Do you need help?
Yes, please.
No, we're fine.
I'm getting mixed signals here.
Who's your friend, Stacy?
This is Lagaya. She lives next door. Lagaya, these are my older sisters, Barbie and Skipper.
Stacy! Lagaya!
You're sure you don't need help?
Yeah, we can totally help.
Chop, 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 girls!
Go on!
Oh, we're fine!
Coming!
Why didn't you want her to help?
I just wouldn't feel right asking her to help me get ready for the race after the letdown of not being my co-pilot.
Skipper tips over.
This is heavy!
Inside, a mountain of potatoes rests on a table.
How many mashed potatoes can balloonists eat?
Not just mashed potatoes. Potato soup, potatoes au gratin, patatas bravas, roasty, hash browns.
The official Wisconsin Balloonist Cookbook has more than 100 potato recipes.
They blink at Birdo.
I counted.
And you're making all of them?
We're making all of them. I know you girls want to help, right?
Well...
Right? I knew I could count on you. Come on.
Holding vegetable peelers, they stare at the huge pile. The girls reluctantly start peeling potatoes.
Hey, Ligaia, I know we just met, but if I'm going to be stuck peeling a mountain of potatoes with anyone, I'm glad it's you.
Yeah, me too. Peeling potatoes isn't so bad when you have a friend to do it with.
Even non-fun things can be fun when I do them with you. We just met, but it's like I've known you my whole life through. Let's count every stone in the Great Pyramid. Turn every potato into a magic ship. Let a litter of puppies run through some paint. What a great mural I think it would make. Better together, we're better together. Yet birds of a feather, facing whatever. It's just like we're sisters, we sure get along. We're better together. Let's take a step back and see what we've accomplished when you're not on your own. Oh, the things you achieve. Better together. We're better together.
Pile of potatoes is now peeled. Rookie pushes an unpeeled potato with his nose.
Thanks, Rookie.
Stacy spins the potato and runs the peeler along it. The girls high five as Adele enters.
Oh, looks like you two found a way to have a good time.
I guess.
Well, you did a wonderful job. So get out of here before I find something else for you to...
Thanks, Aunt Adele.
Bye.
The girls and dogs race out of the house. Stacy does a cartwheel down a path.
Rookie.
She taps a hollow log.
Up, up.
Rookie runs up the log.
Good job. Now the rest of you try. Sylvie, Abby, Zeus... Up, up, up.
Zeus struggles.
Come on, little guy. Need some help?
Ligaia helps Zeus up and he scurries across the log. Sylvie and Abby jump over a hole in the wood. Zeus falls through the hole, then tumbles out of the log.
Yay! Great job, everyone.
It's like a puppy obstacle course.
Yeah. At home, I had my own obstacle course. Too bad Aunt Adele doesn't have a half pipe and a soccer goal.
Oh, we can make our own obstacles, though. Oh, like that tree. It has plenty of strong branches.
Ligaia does pull-ups on a branch.
Yep. Oh, it's sturdy enough. It's like circular monkey bars. No, you try.
Monkey bars. Sure, I can do this.
Stacy springs up to the branch, then swings from one branch to another.
Oh, yes! I'm doing it!
Stacy grabs the next few branches and Rookie watches anxiously. She reaches for the last branch, but misses it and hangs by one hand, then falls. The puppies run over.
Oh, la
Lagaya helps Stacy up.
That's your aunt's dinner bell. You should probably go.
You should come too. I mean, you peeled like a billion potatoes. You have to help us eat them.
Your family won't mind?
Mom says there's always room at the table for a new friend. Race you?
On your mark. Get set. Go!
The girls run off, and the puppies speed past Zeus, spinning him around. Rookie pushes Zeus forward. Later at night, people eat in Adele's backyard.
Is everybody enjoying the spuds?
Tasting great,
Aunt
Adele!
So yummy!
So many potato dishes!
The bowline knot is the balloonist's most important knot. Make a little loop, wrap your line around your anchor, pass the tail of the rope through the loop, around the long part, back through the loop, and done. Now you try.
Seems simple enough. Hey, let's go sit with Barbie.
Oh no, here comes Stacy. I don't want to upset her again.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, just ballooning stuff.
Ooh, can I try?
Devastated.
We can do something else.
What? Now I'm not old enough to tie a knot?
Oh, no. Of course you are. I just...
Did you even want me to be your co-pilot in the first place? Come on, let's find another table so they can enjoy their ballooning stuff.
Hope you like the potatoes.
Wait, Stacy!
Aha! Got it!
Of course I want...
Barbie falls over.
Maybe I don't got it.
Barbie's plate slides down her face. Later, she sleeps in bed. A rooster alarm clock switches from 4:29 a.m. to 4:30. Barbie slams the alarm button.
Race day!
A phone alarm. Skipper punches her phone.
Ugh, too early. Let's sleep.
Skipper places her pillow over her head and falls back to sleep. Barbie opens the door to Skipper and Stacy's room. The puppies snuggle up with Stacy. Barbie tiptoes to Skipper's bed. Stacy mumbles in her sleep, then rolls onto her side. Barbie pokes Skipper's shoulder, and Skipper shooes her away.
Help it.
Barbie wakes Skipper up.
We have to get going.
Why are we whispering?
I don't want to wake Stacy. After last night, the least I can do is let her sleep.
Yes, sleep.
No, you don't.
She sits Skipper up.
Fine.
Barbie picks Skipper up and walks her to the door, then drags her out.
Phew.
Barbie shuts the door, leaving Stacy asleep in bed. Later, Barbie gets the balloon ready while Skipper dozes off. Margaret approaches them in the garage.
Here's your altimeter.
Thanks, Mom.
This mini cam will get great aerial shots.
I want to do a pre-race family portrait. Hey, where's Stacy?
I wanted to let her sleep in.
Well, if she sleeps much longer, she'll miss the race.
There. That should hold to 500 feet easy.
Oh, but Dad, the average altitude of a hot air balloon is between 1 and 3,000 feet.
The record is 68,986 feet. See you at the fairgrounds.
Oh, 68,000.
George gets sick.
Oh, dear. And he was doing so well, not thinking about heights.
68,000.
I'll make sure your father's okay. You two, get to the staging area.
Time to get this show on the road.
Skipper and Barbie push the basket out of the garage and toward a trailer that's hooked onto their camper. They roll the basket up a ramp, but it's too wide for the trailer.
The road might have to wait for this show.
It'll fit. It has to.
The basket slides down the ramp and pushes the sisters forward. Margaret, Chelsea, and George walk over.
Problem?
Either the basket is too big or his trailer is too small.
If we can't drive to the starting line, we'll just have to fly to the fairgrounds instead.
Is that allowed?
Nothing in the rules against it. You can take off from the front yard.
Then there's no time to waste.
The balloon's flames ignite and they lift off the ground.
Roger that.
Who's Roger?
Ready to cast off, Barbie?
Ready.
Adele and Margaret untie the ropes.
Yeah, let's do this.
Get altitude early. Those trees are taller than they look.
Understood. Up, up, and away.
Oh, come back in one piece.
Bye.
Bye.
The family piles into the camper without Stacy.
What's the matter, George?
Oh, I left my camera in the house. Hang on.
I'll help.
Go on without us. Chelsea and I will catch up.
You could take my truck.
Chelsea catches the keys.
Thanks. See you at the fairground.
Huh. You know, I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, well, it'll come to me.
Adele and Margaret drive off. Then Chelsea and George hop into the truck.
There.
Barbie and Skipper soar through the air above the trees. Barbie checks the altimeter.
Barbie, I don't think we're gonna clear those trees.
They approach some tall trees.
Sure we will. We just have to make the balloon lighter to gain altitude. Drop that sandbag over the side.
What is in this thing? A little help?
It was so cool that the whole family was there to see us off.
It was cool. Mom, Dad, Chelsea, everyone except Stacy!
The sandbag plummets to the ground and the balloon shoots up. Meanwhile, at the farmhouse, Stacy walks downstairs. She shivers at the sight of a plate of potatoes, then approaches a plate of toast.
Yes! Let's score!
It's awfully quiet, Rookie.
Rookie runs to the door and Stacy and the puppies follow. She looks outside to find everyone is gone.
They forgot me?
Later, Ligaia and Zeus arrive at the house.
We came as fast as we could. They really left without you?
Completely gone. I got blown off at the balloon festival. It's bad enough that I can't be in the race. Now I won't even get to watch.
You know, I have another go-kart. If we hurry, we might still make it.
Yeah. We won't have room in the carts for everyone. Sylvie, Abby, you two stay here. Good girls. So, what are we waiting for?
Ready, set, go!
The friends race. Meanwhile, Skipper and Barbie float in the balloon.
I can't believe we forgot Stacy.
Come on. No bars.
I mean, they would have got her before they went to the fairgrounds, right?
Why is there never a signal around here?
Why didn't I just wake her up?
Skipper leans over the edge and drops her phone.
My phone!
Skipper!
Barbie pulls Skipper back.
Are you okay?
Okay. Okay. Are you kidding? That was my phone!
Skipper, I meant you. You're not hurt, are you?
Oh, nah, I'm fine. You?
I'm okay. At least we still have my...
Barbie's phone drops.
Phone.
Oh, I think we have a bigger problem. We're stuck.
Stacy and Ligaia ride go-karts.
Yeah! This is so much fun!
Ligaia breaks and drifts. Stacy does the same. In the cart's basket, Rookie spots Barbie's balloon. Stacy skids to a stop. Rookie springs out of the basket.
Whoa, Rookie! What's wrong?
Rookie's helmet flies off as he sprints ahead.
Rookie! Come back!
Stacy, Ligaia, and Zeus race after him. In the tree, Barbie and Skipper's hot air balloon wavers in the wind.
That's your I have a plan pose. So, do you have a plan? Please tell me you have a plan.
Yes. If we can make the basket lighter, we might be able to lift out of the tree.
How do we do that? We already tossed our sandbag.
I'll fire up the burners. You look for more weight to get rid of.
Got it.
A bag.
Adios, thingamajig.
Skipper proceeds to toss a box, two backpacks, and some rope out of the basket. She grabs the altimeter.
Yeah! Don't know what you are. Bye!
Skipper throws it overboard, then brushes her hands off. Barbie pulls a handle and the burner ignites.
No, we're stuck!
The ropes holding the balloon to the basket start to snap.
Not good!
The basket tilts and the burner's flames almost reach the balloon.
Not good!
Burner!
Barbie turns the burner off and the balloon breaks away. The basket falls off the branch and lands on another one.
So, plan B?
Barbie glares at Skipper. Meanwhile, Margaret gazes into the sky at the festival.
Has anyone seen Barbie and Skipper?
No one.
Where are they?
Margaret makes a call. Skipper panics in the basket.
Are we low enough to jump, maybe?
Skipper peers over the edge and sees that they're high above the ground.
Definitely not, Barbie. Also, you know, I feel like I understand Dad a lot better now. I owe him an apology.
We'll have to climb down then. Good thing I packed extra rope.
Barbie looks around the empty basket. Skipper looks to the ground. A squirrel snatches some rope.
Oh. Skipper, how did you throw everything overboard so fast?
I was motivated. So, what now?
I don't know. Stacy!
Where?
There!
Stacy!
Hey, Stacy! Stacy!
Here, up,
look up!
Rookie! Stay!
Over here! Stacy!
Do you hear that?
Stacy spots the pink balloon.
That's Barbie and Skipper's balloon!
They must be in trouble.
Is that what you saw, Rookie? Good job!
Stacy, Lagaya, and Zeus follow Rookie through the woods. They arrive at the tree.
Stacy!
Help us! Barbie, Skipper, are you okay?
Stacy, thank goodness you're here!
Yeah, well, better than no one.
No, Stacy, stop! I owe you an apology. I got your hopes up about the balloon race and...
I don't care about the balloon race!
You don't?
I mean, I do, but that was a mistake. It happens. I was disappointed, but I got over it. But after that, you wouldn't even show me how to tie a knot. And then you left me behind!
Oh, Stacy, I'm so sorry. I didn't want to talk about ballooning stuff in front of you because it seemed insensitive. I didn't realize I was making you feel even more left out. There is no one I would rather have as my co-pilot. No one.
I'm right here?
You threw all our supplies overboard.
Huh, point taken.
The tree branch bends and starts to crack.
Until we're all on the ground!
We can, but I already forgive you.
Thanks.
We're gonna fall!
We have to get help, now!
The fairground isn't far. If we take the go-karts, we can be there in a few minutes.
Please don't let me fall!
You and Zeus go for help. I'll stay here.
Okay, come on, little guy.
Stacy looks around. She spots the rope and the altimeter on the ground.
I've got a plan.
George drives Chelsea in the truck.
Look! It's Lagaya!
And she's in a hurry. I wonder what's going on.
Lagaya slides into the street. She waves her arms and George stops.
What's up?
Need...
a ride?
A drink of water?
Margaret calls.
Well, hang on a sec. Get your breath. Hey, honey. Has the race started yet? We're almost there.
George, have you seen Barbie and Skipper? They aren't here, and I can't reach them on their phones.
What? No, I thought they'd be there by now.
They're stuck in the tree! Stacy's with them, but they need help!
we forgot Stacy!
Can you take us to them, Lagaya?
Yeah, follow me.
We're on our way.
Okay, we'll be right behind you. Don't worry, we'll get them down safe.
Attention! Attention!
We have a balloon rescue situation.
All hands on deck.
All right, let's swing into action here. This is where my training comes in.
People dash to their vehicles. In the woods, Stacy ties the altimeter to the rope.
One, two, three!
Stacy hurls the altimeter into the air.
Oh, you're too high! I have to get closer. But none of these trees have branches I can reach.
Rookie points to a fallen tree that leans against another tree.
Good work, Rookie!
Stacy studies the area. She climbs up the fallen tree, then jumps onto a branch. As the branch beneath the basket cracks, the basket tilts.
Oh no! Try throwing it now!
Hurry! Huh?
Stacy pauses and looks at the rope.
Hang on a sec!
We are hanging on! Literally!
Around, over itself, through the loop, and pull!
Wow, she learns fast.
Yep. That's Stacy.
Oh, no.
Everything comes down to this. One rope, two sisters, and this robe of a lifetime.
Stacy launches the altimeter. It flies above the basket and over a branch, then lands in the basket.
Yes!
Woo! Yeah, that was amazing!
Skipper and Barbie jump for joy. The branch breaks and the basket falls.
Grab the rope!
Skipper and Barbie jump onto the rope, and the basket tumbles to the ground. It knocks a branch down, which pushes the fallen tree away.
Are you okay?
Yes. Yes, we're fine.
Great. I'll be right down. Or not. The log is gone!
Barbie and Skipper climb down.
Oh no! A branch knocked it over! You'll have to find another way down!
If you can get to the other end of that branch, it'll bend down so we can catch you!
Stacy walks across the branch like a balance beam. The branch bends, then Stacy steps back.
It's too narrow for me to walk on!
What if you went hand over hand, like the monkey bars back home?
Stacy gazes at the high branches.
Barbie, I've never gotten to the end of the monkey bars.
You can do this, Stacy. I believe in you. We all do.
The tree appears taller when Stacy looks down. She closes her eyes.
I can do this.
Stacy grabs a tree branch and inches along it. She looks down at the ground. Stacy's legs dangle. She shakes her head.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11!
You're so close!
You got this, Stacy!
14!
She approaches the rope, then stops.
Hold on!
Stacy reaches for the rope and misses. Her other hand starts to slip on the branch. She grabs the rope.
Yes!
Stacy climbs down. Barbie holds out her arms.
We got you!
You did it!
Close you.
I'm so glad you were here, Stacy. No one could have been better.
Hang on, girls! We're coming!
Everyone races to the scene.
Are you girls all right?
We're fine. Thanks to Stacy. She saved the day.
Sounds like the right person was on the scene.
And Adele, are you sure there can't be an exception to the co-pilot age limit? Stacy just proved that she can handle an emergency.
Well, maybe this once. On account of heroism.
Really? Thank you, Aunt Adele.
Good, because I am never, ever getting into a hot air balloon again.
Thank you for saving everybody.
All right, Stacy.
My little potato.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Great job.
Stacy pulls Lagaya over.
You know, sometimes being in between isn't so bad.
Great job.
Yes, girl.
Later, the hot air balloons take flight. Tallulah and Hazel wave.
Safe travels.
See you at the finish line.
Bye.
On fire!
Yeah! Up, up, and away!
It's a wild ride. The sticks and sacks of life. Sweat's up in that big balloon. Strings and knots and then caloose. That's when we come to play. Jumping up to save the day.
The balloons float toward the sunset.
What if we get swept away?
Featuring the voices of Cassandra Morris as Stacy Roberts, Connor Andrade as Birdo, Dino Andrade as Darius Fink, Greg Chun as George Roberts and Marcus, Kirsten Day as Skipper Roberts and Veronica, Lisa Fusen as Margaret Roberts and Ellie, Natalie Lashkari as Chelsea Roberts, Jovi Lee as Lagaya, Tara Sands as Aunt Adele, and America Young as Barbie Malibu Roberts, Hazel, and Tallulah. Copyright 2024 Mattel, with the participation of the Province of British Columbia Production Services Tax Credit.